天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那很开心呢，可以跟大家在节目中再次相遇。我们现在正在学习的系列是 Know Your Real Enemy， 认识你真正的敌人。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师告诉我们撒旦是从何而来的，那今天他将带领我们来认识撒旦的种种阴谋诡计，以便我们可以随时警醒。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're glad to have you with us tonight.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴今天你收听我们的节目。
We want you to be blessed by these broadcasts.
我们希望你可以从这些节目里蒙福。
Let me remind you that we have been going through the series of messages entitled Know Your Real Enemy.
我们正在讲的专题系列是认识你真正的敌人。
And I remind you of the last message of where did Satan come from.
上次我们讲过撒旦是从哪里来的。
And today I want to talk to you about some of his strategy.
今天我要讲一些他的策略。
And he works first and foremost with leadership.
他往往先对付领导阶层。
He understands the importance of leadership.
他明白领导的重要。
Satan understands that when a Christian leader falls,
撒旦知道当基督徒领袖跌倒时，
it causes a great ripple effect upon the rest of the community.
就会在整个社区产生波浪效应。
Somebody said many years ago that if a solitary man sins,
多年前有人说过，如果一个独居的人犯了罪，
he alone may be affected.
只影响到他自己。
If a family man sins,
如果一个已婚的男人犯罪，
the entire family is affected.
就会影响到整个家庭。
If a community leader sins,
如果一个社区的领袖犯罪，
the entire community is affected.
整个社区都会受影响。
If a leader over a given structure within a society sins,
如果社会里某个机构的领袖犯了罪，
the whole society is affected.
整个社会都会受到影响。
And when a national leader sins,
如果一个国家的领袖犯了罪，
the whole nation is affected.
就会影响整个国家。
When a world leader sins,
如果世界的领袖犯了罪，
the whole world is affected.
整个世界都受影响。
You remember Adolf Hitler?
你记得希特勒吗？
Satan understand this formula and he understand it very well.
撒旦非常清楚这道方程式。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he himself has a hierarchy.
因为他有一个自己的阶级制度。
Satan himself functions within a hierarchy.
撒旦就在这制度中运作。
Satan's hierarchical structure has been copied and stolen from God's hierarchical structure with his angels in heaven.
撒旦的阶级制度是抄袭神在天上设立的天使编制。
To understand satanic hierarchy and Satan's hierarchical structure,
想要明白撒旦权势的组织和阶级制度，
you must first understand the angelic hierarchical structure.
你必须先明白天使的编制。
Satan uses his hierarchical structure for one purpose and one purpose only.
撒旦的阶级制度只有一个目的。
To harass and hassle the believers.
就是要骚扰基督徒。
And to keep the unbelievers blind.
并且蒙蔽非信徒。
Sometimes we use the term angel in a very frivolous way.
有时候我们提到天使这个词，态度很随便。
That's because we don't understand the nature of angels and the activities of angels.
因为我们不明白天使的本质和天使的活动。
We do not understand the form of their existence.
我们不明白他们存在的形式。
We don't understand the purpose of their realm.
我们不明白天使所在的境界有什么目的。
Before we can comprehend Satan and his organization,
在我们认识撒旦和他的组织之前,
we must know angels and their organization.
我们必须先了解天使跟他们的组织。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because as I said, Satan is a copycat.
因为像我刚才所说的,撒旦是抄袭能手。
He copies God's structure for angels.
他抄袭了神的天使编制。
Satan had no original thought.
撒旦毫无创意。
He has no creative thought in his being.
他并不具备任何创造的能力。
He cannot create, only hijack.
他不能创作,只会剽窃。
So, to know Satan's hierarchical structure, you must understand the hierarchy of angels.
所以如果要明白撒旦的阶级制度,必须先明白天使的编制。
Because that is the only thing he brought with him when he fell.
因为当撒旦堕落时,他就是带着编制走的。
When God began his work of creation,
当神开始他的创造奇功时,
he did not start with the earth.
他并不是先造地球。
He did not start with the physical as we know it.
他也不是先造我们所熟悉的物质世界。
He started with the angelic beings.
他先从天使天君开始。
By his word, he created untold number of angels.
他一声令下就创造了无数的天使天君。
In Colossians 1:16, we read,
哥罗西书一章十六节那里说,
that through Christ were all things created.
万有都是靠耶稣基督造的。
Things that are in heaven and on earth.
无论是天上的地上的。
Visible and invisible.
能看见的不能看见的。
Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or power.
或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的。
These are four things.
这是四种阶级。
I'm going to come back to them again and again.
以后我还会再提到。
All things were created by Christ and for Christ.
万物都是借着基督造的也是为他造的。
And those who call themselves intellectuals and go around saying that if I can't see it, it doesn't exist.
许多自称是知识分子的人说,如果我看不见的就不存在。
They are going to be shocked in the day of judgment.
到最后审判的那一天,他们会非常震惊。
One day they're going to be so embarrassed and ashamed and regretful.
有一天,他们要感到极之羞愧并后悔莫及。
The day when the invisible becomes visible.
那一天原先眼不能见的都变为清晰可见的。
When the unseen becomes seen.
原先无法目睹的都成为可以亲眼观看的。
When they come under judgment.
那一天他们要来到审判台前。
But I want to tell you five things in this message.
今天的信息我要告诉你五个重点。
I'm going to go a little slowly so you can write them down.
我会慢慢地说。让你可以写在笔记上。
Five things about angels that you must remember.
你必须记住有关天使的五件事。
And then we are going to apply the same thing to Satan's hierarchical structure.
然后我们要从这五方面去看撒旦的阶级制度。
The first thing that you must remember is this.
第一件你要记住的是。
Angels have individual personalities.
每一位天使都有独特的个性。
Because they are created by God as individual.
因为神是个别创造他们的。
They have individual personality.
所以他们有独特的个性。
They are not just nebulous spiritual forces out there.
他们并不是如烟如雾般的一股力量而已。
No.
不是的。
From numerous passages in the scripture, we are told that angels are continuously and willingly and joyfully worshipping and honoring and praising the God of heaven.
从好多处圣经告诉我们，天使甘心乐意，从不间断地敬拜、尊崇、赞美神。
Angels worship God because they know God.
天使敬拜神，因为他们认识神。
They know that He is to be loved and worshipped and obeyed.
他们知道神是配得敬爱、崇拜和顺服的。
From the Word of God, we know that angels possess the capacity of personality.
从神的话语，我们知道天使拥有独特的个性。
They have the capacity of intellect.
他们有智慧。
They have the capacity of emotions.
他们有感情。
They have the capacity for free will.
他们有自由意志。
Each of them has his own identity.
他们每一个都有自己的身份。
Each of them has his own individuality.
他们每一个都有自己的个性。
Each of them has his own mode of existence.
他们每一个都有自己存在的模式。
Do you remember what I said in the last message?
你还记得我上一次所讲的信息吗？
In Hebrews 1:14,
希伯来书一章十四节。
That the angels are God's ministers.
天使是神的差役。
They are ministering to the believers.
他们服侍信徒。
They are ministering to the children of God.
他们服侍神的儿女。
They are ministering to the church, the bride of Christ.
他们服侍基督的心腹，就是教会。
Their primary responsibility is to minister the will of God.
他们最主要的责任就是按照神的旨意效力。
Their primary responsibility is to execute the plan of God in your life and in my life as we submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
他们首要的任务就是当我们承认耶稣基督是我们生命之主时，天使就在你和我身上实行神的计划。
Okay, give you one more time to write this number one down.
好，现在就给你一点时间把第一个要点写下来。
Angels have individual personalities.
天使有独特的个性。
And here's the second thing.
第二点。
The second thing about angels that you must remember is that angels never die.
你一定要记住，天使永远不会死的。
Every angel that was created is still alive today.
他们从被造之后一直活到现在。
In Matthew 22, Jesus said,
主耶稣在马太福音22章30节说,
that in the resurrection day,
当复活的时候,
Christians will be like angels.
基督徒就像天使一样。
They will neither marry nor be given in marriage.
也不娶也不嫁。
What did Jesus tell us here?
主耶稣在这里要告诉我们,
that the ranks of angels is not depleted by death.
天使的阵容不会因死亡而减少。
And therefore, there is no need for reproduction in order to keep the number up.
所以天使不需要繁殖以保持一定的数目。
Okay, let's now repeat.
让我再重复一遍。
The first thing is that angels have individual personality.
第一，天使有独特的个性。
The second thing is that angels never die.
第二，天使永远不会死。
The third thing about angels is this.
有关天使的第三方面。
They possess bodies.
他们是有形体的。
They do not have physical bodies.
那形体不是血肉之躯。
But they have bodies.
但是他们有形体的。
They are not terrestrial bodies.
不是属于地上的身体。
But celestial bodies.
而是天上的形体。
Theirs are heavenly bodies.
他们的形体是属天的形体。
And heavenly bodies are like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ after the resurrection.
属天的形体就像耶稣基督复活了的身体一样。
It is a body that had a form.
是有特定样式的。
It is a body that had shape.
是有形状的。
It's a body that had weight.
是有重量的形体。
It was not a body that was supported by the blood system.
那形体不需要血液循环系统。
But was a body nonetheless.
但那仍然是一个身体。
Listen to what the Bible says.
请听圣经怎么说。
There is life in the blood.
血就是生命。
You drain the blood out of your body.
如果你身体的血流尽了。
And you'll not live very long.
你也活不长了。
Heavenly bodies are incorruptible.
天上的身体是不会腐朽的。
Heavenly bodies are indestructible.
天上的身体是不会毁坏的。
Heavenly bodies are insufferable.
天上的身体是不会痛苦的。
And if you are in Jesus Christ,
如果你属于耶稣基督,
one day you will have a body like that.
将来有一天你也会得着那样的身体。
After the resurrection,
复活后就会得到的。
Jesus appeared in the middle of the room with a totally locked up door.
耶稣曾经出现在一间门窗紧锁的屋子里。
He comes in and he leaves from their midst.
他在他们中间来去自如。
One moment he's in Galilee, and the next moment he's in Jerusalem.
前一刻他还在加利利，这一刻他已经来到了耶路撒冷。
One moment he's talking to Mary outside the tomb.
他刚在坟墓外和玛利亚说话。
And then he tells her that he's going to see the Father.
接着他就告诉玛利亚，他要升上天去见天父。
And then he's back in the upper room.
然后他就来到那间屋子里。
Some of the American movies about ghosts and angels have their ideas from the Bible.
美国有些关于鬼魂和天使的电影，他们的点子就是取自圣经的。
angels have this type of celestial heavenly bodies.
天使都有这样一个属天的身体。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 21,
在但以理书九章第二十一节
we see that the angel Gabriel was moving from place to place as lightning speed.
我们看见天使加百列像闪电般迅速地飞来飞去。
Now let's repeat one more time.
现在让我再重复一次。
Number one,
第一
angels have individual personalities.
天使有独特的个性。
Secondly,
第二
angels never die.
天使永远不会死。
Thirdly,
第三
angels possess bodies.
天使拥有形体。
And the fourth thing about angels is this.
有关天使的第四方面。
Angels were created to live in the heavenly realm.
神造天使让他们住在天上。
Astronauts and space explorers have to wear a space suit when they get into outer space.
当太空人和太空探险家到太空去时他们必须穿上特制的太空衣。
Because they are created to live and function and breathe in the earthly atmosphere.
因为神造人是要他们住在地上，在大气层之内生活。
That space suit has an artificial earthly atmosphere inside of it that helps them to survive.
那件太空衣里面有人工制造的大气，让他们可以在太空生存。
Otherwise they will explode.
否则他们就会爆炸。
What would happen if they go in their regular clothing to walk in the space?
如果他们穿上普通衣服在太空漫游
they would never come back.
他们就永远回不来了。
Angels were created to dwell in the heaven, not the earth.
天使被造是住在天上而不是住在地上的。
Angels were created to live and exist in the heavenly spheres.
天使的结构让他们生存在天上的环境里。
Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 13:32.
请听主耶稣在马可福音十三章三十二节里所说的。
Listen to what he said about the last day.
他说到有关末日的事。
He said, "No one knows about that day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven."
他说，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道。
They are created to be in heaven.
他们是天上的使者，他们被造住在天上。
Let us review again.
让我们重温一下。
Angels have individual personalities.
天使有独特的个性。
Secondly,
第二
angels never die.
天使永远不会死。
Thirdly,
第三
angels possess bodies.
天使拥有形体。
Fourthly,
第四
angels were created to live in the heavenly realm.
神造天使让他们住在天上。
Now, here comes the fifth and the last one.
现在要讲第五方面，也是最后的一点。
Angels are divided into different ranks.
天使分为不同的等级。
Each with their own responsibilities.
每一个天使有他自己的任务。
Each with their own station.
每一个天使有他自己的岗位。
Colossians 1:16 says,
哥罗西书一章十六节说
that angels are divided into four different categories or ranks.
天使分为四种不同的等级。
They are thrones,
有位的。
Dominions,
主治的。
Principalities,
执政的
and powers,
和掌权的
The thrones are higher rank than the dominions.
有位的比主治的高一级
The dominions are higher rank than the principalities.
主治的比执政的高一级
The principalities are higher rank than the powers.
执政的比掌权的高一级
The thrones have a lot more angels under them and a larger sphere of influence than those who are in the dominions.
在有位的天使之下所管的比主治的天使管的更多影响的范围也更大。
The dominions have more than the principalities.
主治的又比执政的管的更多。
And so on and so on.
以此类推。
Powers are the enlisted foot soldiers.
掌权的天使就好像步兵。
They are the ones who are sent to execute the purpose of God.
他们被差派去执行神的旨意。
And the plan of God.
和神的计划。
And the mission that was assigned to them.
还有他们该完成的任务。
Then they return back to base.
然后他们才返回基地。
God executes his will and supervises the administration of the universe through the ranks of angels whom he created.
神借着不同等级的天使来实行他的旨意并统管整个宇宙。
They are in subjection to God.
他们从属神的权威之下。
In fact, a common title of God in the Old Testament is the Lord of Hosts.
事实上，旧约圣经常提到神是万军之主。
Hosts are the hosts of heaven.
万军就是天使天军。
And they are large, very large number.
他们的数目很多很多。
Untold billions of angelic beings in heaven.
无数亿万的天使天军住在天上。
And the Lord holds the title, the Lord of Sabaoth.
神被称为耶和华撒巴奥，也就是万军之耶和华。
He is the commander-in-chief of all these untold numbers of angels.
他是无数天使天军的大元帅。
At his word, the whole army of angels move.
他一吩咐，全部天使天军都要遵命行动。
At his command, trillions of angels begin to obey.
他一下令，亿万天军都要服从。
At his behest, zillions of thrones, authority, principalities, and powers scurry about.
他一指挥，无数有位的、主治的、执政的和掌权的天使都要迅速就位。
At his order, all the powers of heaven click their wings.
他军令一出，所有掌权的天使便振翅高飞。
He is the Lord of Sabaoth.
他是耶和华撒巴奥，万军之耶和华。
Before preparing the earth for humanity to live in,
在预备大地给人类居住之前,
God populated the heavenly places with heavenly creatures.
神先在天上建立天军,
each with their own rank.
每一个天使有自己的阶级,
each with their own station.
每一个天使有自己的岗位,
each with their own responsibility.
每一个天使有自己的任务。
Listen very carefully.
请留心听。
God is a God of order.
神是井井有条的神。
God is a God of rank.
神是设立阶级系统的神。
God is a God of chain of commands.
神是管理层次分明的神。
God loves order.
神喜爱次序。
And when things go out of order, you can be sure that only one person got in the middle.
当混乱出现时，你可以肯定那唯一会来搅局的。
And that is Satan himself.
就是魔鬼撒旦。
Let me make a side application here.
让我顺便举个生活上的例子。
The next time you are tempted to complain about your boss,
如果你想埋怨你的上司
or about your job,
或是埋怨你的工作
which God has given you,
这工作是神所赐的。
I want you to remember this.
请你记住。
God has placed you there.
是神把你放在那儿的。
And that God has placed them there.
神也把他们放在那儿。
And your task is to serve the living God, not your boss.
侍奉永活的神才是你的任务，并非服侍你的上司。
And you offer your labor as if unto the Lord.
你把自己所辛劳的奉献给神。
Well, so much about angels.
有关天使，我们就谈到这儿。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次再见。
谢谢麦克牧师告诉我们有关天使的特性，使我们更确认他们的真实性，也让我们明白万军之耶和华中的万军就是指天使这庞大的军队。弟兄姐妹们，正如圣经上所说的，当你接待了客旅，就会不知不觉中接待天使，那就让我们勇敢地去爱周围那些有需要的人吧。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
当我们合一敬拜和祷告，
神就开始动工在我们当中，
神第一年刚过我们第一年，
他的道路远超过我们的，
从心合一
大使命献上自己，
同心合一，同心合一，
让我们先求神国合一，不分彼此，同心向前行。
同心向前。